With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Congress is holding social media executives responsible for actions they say turn a blind eye to human trafficking and look for ways to attract children to the social media platforms. Wednesday's heated exchange in a Senate hearing in Washington included Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg. As the forum ended, Zuckerberg apologized to a room filled with concerned parents and vowed his company would work to bring reform. Most adult evangelicals were saved in childhood, with several factors influencing their decisions. That's according to a new study from the Infinity Group and Gray Matter Research. More than 90% of 59 million adult evangelicals in the U.S. each said several factors motivated them to accept Christ as Savior. Parents, churches, other family members, individual Bible reading, and pastors rank as the highest. A total of 72% of adult evangelicals were saved before the age of 18. Only 4% of respondents say they chose Christ in the 4 years preceding the study. The age of belief and the factors influencing belief are valuable insights in designing evangelism strategies, researchers said. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. David Chancy encourages believers to find a place that is your place for a quiet time with God, just you, your Bible, and God. He says, start reading. He recommends starting in Mark's Gospel along with a proverb daily and a psalm daily. Then he expands into Genesis and other Old Testament books. Chancy says plenty of Bible reading plans can be viewed on the internet. Find one that gives you some variety and stick with it. In the Baptist Press Toolbox, he encourages readers to memorize verses as spiritual discipline. He says, hiding God's word in our heart will come in handy when temptations arise or hard times come. He encourages believers to let God's word make a difference in their lives. He says scripture memorization was a tool God used to carry him through a recent cancer diagnosis and treatment. You can read the full piece from David Chancy at baptistpress.com. While you're there, make sure to learn more about our daily emails. They come to your inbox morning or afternoon, and you can sign up for them free right now. Just look for the subscribe tab at baptistpress.com. Thanks for listening to Good News for Today.